Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to get to your phone calls and emails. You know, we choke on the smoke in the Pacific Northwest every single year. We see billions of dollars in public timber go up in flames. We pass up tens of thousands of Northwest forest jobs, and then on top of that, the taxpayers get to pay literally hundreds of millions of dollars to put out the fires that never should have happened. I want to talk to Dr. Bob Zybak about that. He's a forest scientist and president of Northwest Maps Company and the author of the Zybak Forest Anthologies, a series of four anthologies of articles, editorials, interviews, and reports about forest and wildfire history. Dr. Zybak, welcome back.
Thank you, Lars. Good to be back.
You've talked about this problem, and we've talked about this problem with you for a long, long time. Where do we stand right now, and how do we get to something that's sensible where we don't let the forests of the Northwest just burn up every year?
Well, we've talked about this since the Biscuit Fire more than 20 years ago, and we know what to do to fix the problem. We didn't have this problem between World War II and the spotted owl. The problem is twofold. One, we're letting our forests burn up. We're not managing them. The fuels are building up, and so we have the predictable wildfires through the green trees. And then after they're burned, we don't salvage them as we did for the previous thousands of years. We let them sit there. And so these trees filled with water turn into firewood filled with pitch. And so the resulting burns, we've known that since the 1930s and 40s with the Tillamook fires, are even worse. So the result is we've, Kalmiopsis wilderness has now burned four times as predicted, and we're going to continue having these fires, and they're going to continue being worse for those reasons.
I mean, the result you just mentioned, burning up of a wilderness four different times, sounds like the kind of thing where you could actually get pro-forestry and logging people and the tree huggers on the same side for a change and get them to push something through. Is that happening?
Not at all. The tree huggers, the Kalmiopsis used to be a mining district with a county road through it. So it's an artificial wilderness. It's a rough, rugged country. But even on prescribed burns on restoration projects, if the environmentalists, and I'm going to put quotes around it, can file lawsuits, they do. So they've got teams of lawyers that have been paid by taxpayers to put an end to active forest management with the predictable result that we have these catastrophic wildfires.
Well, what should overrule that, I would think, would be the legislatures of both Oregon and Washington. I know your focus is mostly Oregon, but Washington State as well, because they have a similar problem. Hundreds of millions spent every year to put out fires that shouldn't be happening at all. If we change forest management, and actually forest management that would actually make money and generate revenue to pay for all that fire prevention and, if needed, fire extinguishing. But do you see any sign that the two legislatures or the governors of the two states are getting the message?
It's a broader problem than that. Northern California is just as bad, and same with Colorado, New Mexico, and Idaho. It's national forest land, so it's a federal problem. The state problem, we're following suit with HCPs, habitat conservation plans, and buffers, and roadless areas, and so on. So we're creating our own problems. But it's a national problem because these are national forests that are being mismanaged and turned into fire bombs and causing poverty in our rural communities where there should be really good paying jobs as it were during our childhoods and young adult years.
Well, and in fact, Dr. Zybak, I take your point that an awful lot of these fires are on the national forest lands, fewer on the state forest lands, almost none on the well-managed private forest lands. But even there, I mean, I pointed out to people, they say, well, that's federal forest land. Oregon and Washington have nothing to say about it. I said, check with California. California has a massive amount of, for example, oil and natural gas off its coastline. Why are we not seeing new oil wells punched out there? Because the state of California says to the federal government, no, we're not going to let you do that, even though those lands belong to the federal government. They belong to all the people of the United States, not just the state of California, the offshore lands where they would drill. In the same way, the national forests, yes, are under the management of the ownership of all the American people, but the management of the federal government. But the governors of the two states could go to the federal government, especially now with Donald Trump, and say, we'd like different forest management policies adopted. And I have a feeling they'd find a friendly ear with the head of USDA, because they're in charge of the Forest Service. Wouldn't they have a real good opening right now to go to the federal government and say, manage these forests differently. We don't need the fires every year. But they're not doing that, are they?
Not at all. That's the problem. Can you imagine our Governor Kotek going to the president and asking for more active management of our land? And they've shut down the Elliott for carbon credits. The problem is, we used to manage these fires locally. Even the federal government had district rangers that lived in the community. And for thousands of years, fires have always been fought locally. Once we went over to federal management and federal regulations, mostly in the 1980s and 1990s, and we allowed environmentalists to sue the government to stop logging and to stop putting out fires, and then had taxpayers cover those costs, things have changed. So it's a real identifiable problem, real predictable fires. If our governors took charge, we would need new governors because we don't have those types of representatives in place now.
Well, and I guess I see the irony that Tina Kotek and Bob Ferguson, both of them, have been saying, we're going to go to the Trump administration and demand they give us money. Well, how about demanding that they give you something that can be given without having to change, you know, without having to write a check? They seem to be all concerned about the money. How about just change the way the Forest Service manages all those lands? Instead of burn, baby, burn, let's put the fires out and get a real cooperative arrangement between the federal government and the state government. When a fire starts, everybody put it out. Forget about the political boundaries. And they could do that right now. And I want Republicans to start asking that question about Bob Ferguson and Tina Kotek.
Well, and not only that, if we salvage the dead trees after a fire, or better yet, thinned out the trees before a fire, we would be sending money to D.C. as we did for generations, rather than having to go there and ask for money for who knows for what. But the ability of our forests to provide housing for the poor, to provide jobs, blue-collar jobs, to revitalize our rural communities and counties is right there. And we're asking for money instead of going to work. And that's the bottom line.
And that is the sad statement. That's Dr. Bob Zybak, forest scientist, president of Northwest Maps Company, author of Zybak Forest Anthologies. Dr. Zybak, thanks so much. Coming up in a moment, the president has done the thing I thought needed to be done a long time ago, and he's done it exactly the right way, and it's going to bring down the cost of prescription drugs because America is no longer going to carry the burden for the rest of the world. You're listening to the Radio Northwest Network.